snooping around. He ought to just scare hell out of them. That's what he ought to tell them. What does Bobby say to him?
He says his big problem is with the Jews, and that Mike has all those contacts, and that we don't need him, and he needs him. And Mike told him, well, you're talking to the wrong person. You ought to be talking to the president. He said, I rather resented the pressure they put on me. He said, of course, I want to help him. He said, not because of Bobby, but because of Jack. Said I, he said, I don't owe Bobby anything, but I do owe Jack something. But says, I can talk to some of the Jewish leaders from here, long distance.
I don't want him to be doing that, though. I want him to be working for me now. You tell him, I don't want to get mixed up here in this thing. And be damn careful. I don't want anybody calling. Just say that we already got word from Hoover. Will you take this now? Tell him that we've got word that they're watching everybody to see if we're using any federal funds or any federal people in our New York race, and they're going to make a big bombshell out of it. And it's going to hurt more than anything else. And ask him if he knows anybody that's calling up there, and he'll tell Larry to be awfully careful about it, that you've got inside dope, that they're tapping and they're doing other things. Say we want to work with them every way we can, but we better work with them through the New York folks and not by going in or invading, because they're going to make a big issue of it. I tell Mike that and tell Larry that.
All right.
I try to get Larry to run in the campaign, and he looks like the only one does it. I won't get Ken's reports at all and ask him this morning. Tell him the president called you from Texas and said he hadn't gotten anything this week, and he'd ask him to do it every day, and has Ken quit us or what's happened to him? Do that and tell him I want to hear something today down here.
He called me this morning and said that wanted to know if I had any thoughts on how we could get Talmadge to be a little active. He'd been doing some talking to some of the our leaders and so on in Georgia, and they all said that was the key.
Yeah.
I told him Miss Talmadge was on the train. I knew that.
Yeah, she has, but I don't think Talmadge is going to do it. But I...
You want to know if I thought I could call him? I said, well, I'd talk to you about it.
Well, do you know him that well?
I know him pretty well. He calls me all the time about appointments and so on.
All right, I just call him and say, now, the president wants to thank you for what Ms. Talmadge did. He thinks he's going to carry 40 states, but he wants to carry Georgia more than any of them, and he wants you to help him in Georgia. And while he may not be able to help you much in Georgia now, he thinks in another 2 or 3 years, the way things are developing, that he will be able to help you in Georgia, and he will. He'd like to see you join with Peyton Anderson them over at Macon, and Sanders down there, and some of the rest of them, and make 3 or 4 real good speeches for him. He hadn't taken one civil rights action that hadn't been taken with the governor's approval in every one of the states, including Mississippi. He's going to appoint the attorney general. He wants you to come out now and make some statements and help him. Let's see what he said.
All right.
Thank him first, Ms. Talbot. That's wonderful.
I will.
Ms. Johnson met me here, and we got in 2 o'clock. We think we're going to carry 40 states. Okay, now what else?
Well, here are these. One other thing. Jack Anderson dropped by to see me yesterday. He's upset because a column he's written all about Goldwater and his associations with these mobsters and Bioff and Greenbaum and, two or three others. I've got a copy of it that the Post has notified him. They won't carry it. He said nobody else has, but the Post has. For Monday.
Why wouldn't it?
Just said they thought that was hitting a little hard. He said he pointed out to them that they said the same thing when he had a column about 10 days ago about Miller's law partner being his administrative assistant. Said he had that story first, used it first, but the Post wouldn't carry it. And then they had to carry it later as a news item. He says the same thing's going to happen here, because this will be picked up and you'll have to be carrying it as a news item when you could carry it first. And they said, well, they'd take that chance.
Well, I'd tell Jerry about it and ask him why they protect him. Why we'd like to give them the same kind of protection on Bobby Baker if they feel hidden below the belt.
Yeah, they carry everything everybody says about Baker and Estes and so on.
That's right. Just tell them that. And tell Jerry that, number one. And tell Jim Rose if he can't needle him a little bit about suppressing the colony.
All right.
He might be able to needle him.
Harris, his general comments, sir, he says, I think the president is doing fine in his campaigning. I think that yet starting the day before yesterday, he made one mistake, and that's by saying that he thought he was going to win by a big majority.
I didn't say I thought I was going to win by a big majority. I said, let's all go vote and have the biggest landslide in the history. That's what we want.
The papers carried it wrong. They did have you predicting it in the headlines here.
Maybe it's dead then. I didn't think of it.
And he said people need to have a feeling of urgency. And if they think you're going to win by a big landslide, they don't get the feeling of urgency.
Oh, it's crazy as hell. I'm trying to knock these other people out of the park. And if I don't do it that way, well, they'll knock us out. But go ahead.
Says that you ought to say, I need your vote in order to get the job done. That implies a majority, but... And then... he says, told you about Salinger in trouble. He said, talk more about taxes, cuts in taxes, and being prudent and frugal, and cuts in spending. That everywhere he polls, that those are the popular issues.
All right, put that down, Bill.
He says that use the poverty bill and Medicare. Because they're both about 70%, but most, but if you talk about welfare state, that's about 30%.
I just told them never to use welfare state, but the idiots just keep putting it in. I cut it out day before yesterday.
And welfare. You ought to talk about poverty and Medicare sort of as exceptions rather than a part of an overall program of benefits.
I agree with that.
And
I just agree. I agree with the spending. That's what made me a popular president and got me some Republican votes, and then we got away from the image, and I don't know why we do. But they won't run it anymore. We're going to have a press conference. We just got to have it on that. Tell Kermit Gordon I want him to seriously consider, see if he can't get me September expenditure just quickly if he has to wire everybody so I can put out quarter July, August, and September.
All right.
That's fine. Some dramatic way to put it out. We have a press conference. I just don't have anything else but that.
Yeah, you used those 2 months, and they just didn't, in your press conference here, and they just didn't really get carried.
We might consider
to get all the spending, and maybe we ought to fire somebody for waste or something. What do you say, Bill?
We might well make that the subject of a 15-minute television.
I think we ought to, if you do it right quick, you get him to get us up a speech on that wall. I've reduced personnel my 2 months of my fiscal year. I've reduced spending. I've stopped waste. I've cut out publications.
All right.
Tell McNamara to give me a half dozen examples of waste there, and tell Dave Bell to give me a half dozen that we stopped over at his place. Like using floor sweeper, stuff like that, something dramatic.
All right.
Tell that Tolofano. And tell him I think McNamara's the ablest man in the cabinet. Ought to be setting an example for all the rest of them, but I'm catching more hell about him every place. Anybody, and he ought to consider some way that he can get on some question answer show and talk about the waste that he stopped and the few employees and make the businessman speech like Bob Anderson. Just tell him he's got to find some way to get on national television. Because they're just giving him too much hell. He's got to answer it with a positive thing. Every state in New Orleans, they're mad about their shipyard. San Francisco's mad about theirs. Brooklyn's mad about theirs. Philadelphia's mad about theirs.
I got that.
Florida, everything is just upset. Every place. Just say they're just so upset. Goldwater been calling him this. We've got to show it. He's an economizer, and he's a saver, and he's a stop waste, and he saved the taxpayer money, and he's protected the boys in the service, and so forth.
All right.
when?
He said in the southern states, particularly Florida, and I think you're doing this, but he says that they're more interested in the economy and the growth than anything else, and that the appeal is to move them ahead and...
Well, get me up a statement. Tom Mann on Interama, and I want a letter from him endorsing Interama.
We've got that.
Get me up a good one on growth and what I've done at Cape Canaveral and what I've done in other things down there with the military installations. Get the Pentagon to show us what we've done in Florida there. And when I make this talk to him, we'll release the statement, at least for Florida papers.
Buzz has a good statement that he prepared for possible use of television today on the South and how it's been prospering, and does some impression on that. We might consider putting that out today, Mr. President, as a result of your trip through the...
Trouble is, I'm afraid if you do, I'm afraid it'll hurt us in New York.
Well, but it does mention defense contracts and things like that. It just talks about per capita income and...
Okay, all right, I'll look at it. Go ahead, Walter.
He said continue to talk peace everywhere. That's the one issue that cuts across the whole country. They're scared of Goldwater, trigger happy. He said don't answer Baker or anything else that's defensive. He said Nixon made a major blunder last night by talking about the nuclear thing, even though he was trying to explain it. But every time the other side said nuclear, people just see a mushroom cloud, and that was very helpful that he did that. Then he got down into some individual states, if you want to hear that. He says in Arkansas, you were strongest in the urban areas and weakest in the smaller towns. In Little Rock, you're in good shape. In the southern part of Arkansas, the weakest. Northeastern part, the strongest. Much stronger with women and younger men. Weaker with older men. He said that he mustn't say this anywhere, but this is a sleeper, that the Negro registration in the South is pretty much what's been claimed. And that a lot of people don't know it, but the Negro vote in 1960 in the South was only 55% for Kennedy. It's 96% for you.
Well, it can't do us any good. We've lost most of the South. Let's not forget that. What I want him to do is to say, well, if you've got 3 5-minute speeches and 5 15-minute speeches, what would you make them on? And then I want Quayle to do the same thing and submit them and have them ready for me Monday. And I know we ought to have one on foreign policy, and I know we ought to have one on wasted government, cutting taxes and stuff like that. I know we ought to have another on peace. When I came in 11 months ago, when I started off, and I said, God would help me and they would pray for me. Well, I'd just do the best I could. That's all I could promise. I've done the best I could. I met with 85 leaders of foreign nations, and I faced up the problems in Guantanamo and Cuba and Panama and Cyprus and Vietnam, and they've stayed with me and they've supported me. Now, if they want to throw me out after 11 months, they can do it. If they want to change the government, they can do it. I picked up and tried to carry on the farm as best I could. I sat there in that Security Council for 37 days and 37 meetings. And I never left the morning knowing whether I'd see my family that night or not. And the coolest man at the table was Kennedy. He had eyeball to eyeball with Khrushchev, and he had confrontation, and both of them decided we couldn't destroy the world. Khrushchev pulled his missiles out. If anybody now ought to say at this late date that there's something wrong with that, one of the greatest, courageous acts any leader ever performed, I say shame on you. And we ought to have a 15-minute speech like it. That's the only thing that really makes a pin to Richard. Say, now I'm not going to say anything about my opponent, and I want you to know that he's served as a senator from a great state, and I'm not going to recommend him, not recommend him. You can be your own judge. Who do you want to answer that phone, and who do you want to put that thumb on? We'll have a thumb there on the table close to that button. That's a question. If you decide, you decide on your own judgment, you decide without emotion, you decide without fear. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. They build up a straw man, try to get me to say that my opponent does this or that. I'm just not going to do it. That's a matter of you decide. And that's the way I handle these things, and it goes over.
or not.
Well, in New Orleans last night, that way. The paper didn't use it, but this sure does go over the crowd.
Well, then the paper comes out and says you hit him.
They always say hit him. How'd they hit him?
You don't, but that's the headline.
What?
Johnston Goldwater swap jabs, or something like that.
That's their strategy. That's their strategy.